Oh, yeah. By the way, have you had your prunes today?
Tell me a bedtime story, Daddy.
All right. I'll tell you a mighty story.
I don't want a mighty story. I just want to hear about Goldilocks and the...
Once upon a time, there was a great nation which had to face a great problem. But because its people were endowed with great wisdom and ingenuity, they were able to somehow come to grips with it. That problem, how to get the pits out of the prunes.
Can you give me that again?
So that if you ask what makes America great, I can only answer, her greatness can be summed up in three words. Sun-sweet, pitted prunes.
You're putting me on.
For only in America could the determination of a people, working hand in prune with science, remove seemingly invincible pits.
Yeah, but...
Today the pits, tomorrow the wrinkle. Sun-sweet marches on.
Marches on!
Now, how was that?
Besides heavy-handed, you mean?
Yes.
It was okay, but sometime, could you just tell me about the three bears and let it go at that?
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swings.
Good evening. Welcome to the show as we head overseas to London for a stage performance, excerpts from the band Wagon, a London broadcast back in the late 1930s with Askey, Murdoch, Walker, and Company. And here we go.
That'll be it. Hello? Yes, Gordy? What, now? Oh, all right. Go on, Dickie. Gordon says start talking.
Oh, all right. Well, here we are, everybody, with another bandwagon. And tonight, we're actually broadcasting from the flat. In fact, we're so busy with our packing. Oh, Arthur, do be quiet.
Well, we must get on with the packing. I'm very sorry, playmates. We won't be able to give you much attention tonight.
You see, at 9:30 tonight, the flat's being taken over by the new tenant, Mr. Greatrix Newman.
Curse him, the upstart folderol.
So we've got to have all our things cleared out of the place by then.
Yes, and so I know you'll excuse us, playmates, if we get on with our work. Thanks, that is so. Well, come on, Dickie, let's pack the clock now.
Yes, well, where are we going to put it? The string bed's full.
Oh, we'll find a corner to put it in the suitcase. Oh, look, here's a letter in the clock.
Oh, go on, what is it?
All right, give me time. Oh, Dickie, it's your letter of introduction to me just before the first bandwagon. It's been in the clock all the time. No wonder it's always 8:30.
Well, do read it, Big.
Well, it's headed BBCW1. Now, listen, playmates, this will interest you. It says, Dear Mr. Askey, re-propose new variety feature. As you refuse to release us from our contract, we have reluctantly arranged for you to broadcast in three weekly programs with an option for a further 3 weeks if, by any chance, you are successful. The bearer of this letter, one Richard Murdoch, has been appointed by us to ask you the questions, and we expect you to provide funny answers. Yours faithfully, the BBC. Oh, look, Dickie, there's something on the back as well.
Oh, yes, it's the first words we ever said.
Oh, yes, we were so nervous in those days, we used to write everything down, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now, listen, playmates, no fooling. This is really how Bandwagon started on the 5th of January, 1938.
Right, are you ready?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the first of our new series of variety programs.
Hey, Dickie, I'm writing to Mother. Has Bandwagon got two G's or a tractor?
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to...
Well, now, come on, get on with it. We haven't got all night, you know.
I've got to make an announcement, I know that.
Yes, and the trouble with you is you know so little and know it so fluently.
Shh, quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for the interruption. It was Arthur Askey, our resident comedian in person. Nobody knows why he's called the resident comedian, because he doesn't live here either.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the resident technical hitch.
Arthur, I'm supposed to be running this show.
You run it? You couldn't run a temperature. Don't you realize you're supposed to make people laugh?
Well, don't I make you laugh?
Well, you make me scream, but that doesn't help the listeners. They can't see you. Yes, well, very funny you should say
very
that. Okay, well, make your announcement. Big-hearted Arthur, that's me. Old Dickie, that was the first time I'd said it. Big-hearted Arthur, that's me.
And we rarely said all that, Arthur.
Yes, we must have sounded pretty loud. We couldn't have sounded very good, could we?
Bandwagon proudly presents Chestnut Corner. An interesting collection of old jokes you might never have heard again.
My wife's gone to the West Indies.
Jamaica?
No, she went of her own accord. That's a nice little dog you've got with you. What do you call him?
Nazim over.
Why do you call him Nazim over?
Well, every time he sees the butcher's boy in the street, he rushes at him and Nazim over.
I've got a dog, too.
What's his name?
I call him Corset.
Corset?
Because he's tied up all day and let loose at night.
I haven't seen your girlfriend for a long time.
No?
Has she kept her figure?
Kept it? Lummy, she's doubled it. I never go to the pictures.
Why not?
I can't stand anything that moves on a sheet.
And that ends the original Chestnut Corner. Next week, we can't bring you some even older old jokes. So meanwhile, carry on, bandwagon. Listen, are there any more bits in the bedroom to pack? There's still a corner in the suitcase.
Well, I've just found our bucket and spade.
Oh, the ones Mr. Newman lent us at Hastings last summer.
Yes, here they are.
Oh, look, Big, my crab's dead.
Well, there's such a smell in the bucket, I don't wonder.
Oh, well, I never play with it now. We'll give it to Sid Walker.
Yes, I expect he'll give us a windmill for it.
By the way, Big, it was when we came back from the seaside last October to start bandwagon again that we first met Sid Walker.
Have I only known him that long?
Yes.
Go on.
Don't you remember? I introduced you to him. He'd just finished his first problem, and you said to me...
Well, so long, chums, till next Wednesday. Lummy, but I do bump into some funny how-do-you-dos now, don't I? Day after day, I'm on me way, any rags, bottles or bone. Out in the street, strange folks I meet, any rags, bottles or bones. Folks all look out of their windows when they hear me calling and crying. Day after day, I'm on me way, any rags, bottles or bones, any old rags, bottles or bones.
I say, Dickie.
Yeah?
What is this song we've made so famous?
Oh, you mean the one that goes... Well, I don't know. The title's in the last line, and we've never got as far as that.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, anyway, Dickie, I think we've packed everything now, don't you?
Yes. By the way, have you seen Auntie Jessie's chest?
I beg your pardon? Keep the repartee clean.
No, no, no. I mean that old tin trunk that we keep all the odds and ends in.
Oh, yes, yes. Is that worth taking with us?
Well, I think we ought to look through it.
All right, well, here it is under the copper. Come
right.
On, give us a hand. Let's open it here. Oh.
Oh, look, Big, what a lovely lot of things.
Oh, aren't they grand? What's this? Oh, Dickie, look, it's one of our fireworks. Do you remember?
Bandwagon number 23.
Shall I leave go now?
No, no, not yet.
Getting a bit warm.
Oh, there's a lot more blue paper.
Oh, I wish I'd put my gloves on. Oh, I think it's gone out.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
It hasn't.
It's gone out.
Look, yes, it has. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the firework hadn't gone out, but Arthur has through the roof.
Ah, happy days.
Well, we can't throw that firework away.
No, I'll put it back. Here, what's this?
Oh, it's my copy of Shakespeare. Big, do you remember when I was going to play Romeo for the BBC Amateur Dramatic Society?
Oh, yes, and I helped you to rehearse by reading Juliet's part.
Oh, yes, that was bandwagon number 33.
Now, all right, I'll be Juliet. Now, where did you say the scene was?
An orchard.
Oh, well, we ought to have a bit of atmosphere, you know.
Yes.
I'll tie this apple onto the gas bracket.
That's a good idea. And you can stand on the mantelpiece and pretend it's the balcony.
Oh, it's a bit narrow, isn't it? Did Juliet fall?
Not till later.
Oh, well, now, look, I'll... I'll plant my own way.
Right, come on, Big Ben, up on the balcony. Up, Sir Daisy.
Whoops, a blooming Juliet.
Now, here's the book.
And then go.
Careful, page 892.
Let's 892.
Are you ready? I'll take it from where you come on. You see?
From where I come on.
What
right.
I say is this, Jack. What light through yonder window breaks? Okay, what are you doing? You've knocked the clock off.
Well, that's how we got it.
Don't lark about. Now, start at your speech.
Start at my speech?
Yeah.
We're here?
That's it.
All right. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Now, wait a minute, Arthur. Don't forget that Juliet was a very attractive girl.
Oh, yes, I forgot that. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Well, go on.
Well, don't you answer me, then.
What do you mean, answer you?
Well, when I say, Romeo, 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 wherefore art thou Romeo? You ought to say, I'll give you two guesses or something like that, you know. Otherwise, well, it'll be very flat.
Flat?
Yes, you've got to get a few laughs.
Oh, don't be silly. This is a tragedy.
Oh, there's no need for it to be. We can make it very funny.
Listen, don't laugh about. Go on, read that speech again.
All right, but I can't do it like this, you know. Or I'll strangle myself.
Won't sound much like Juliet if you don't.
Well, pretend she's got a cold. After all, it's quite possible. Standing on the balcony in her neglige.
In her what?
Neglige. Don't you speak French?
Don't be silly. That's pronounced negligé in France.
Well, it was pronounced neglige at our school.
All the amateur dramatic society at the blooming BBC. They were happy days for you and me at the dear old BBC.
Oh, I say, Dickie, here's the two mob caps we used when we spring cleaned the flat.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Bagwash's first time here. Bandwagon number 15. Pass the carbolic, Arthur.
Wouldn't you sooner have a cup of tea?
No.
Oh, I say, Dickie.
What?
This city's filthy.
Yeah, we better get a loose cover for it.
I'm not going to have anything loose in this flat.
Well, what about the chandelier that's been loose ever since we've been here? You better be careful how you dust it.
Oh, that's all right. This chandelier's been in my family since it was a nightlight.
Nevertheless, it's loose. I think you'd better leave it to Mrs. Bagwash.
Mrs. Bagwash? Who's she?
The woman who's come in to help us with the spring cleaning.
Well, where is she?
She's in the kitchen doing the floor.
Well, she's very quiet about it.
Ah, it isn't the people who make the most noise who do the most work.
Oh, can it be you?
No.
Oh, what are you doing?
You know, Dickie, we should have paid that extra 10 shillings on this vacuum cleaner and got the bag with it. Oh, listen, there's a knock at the door.
Never mind, Mrs. Bagwash will go.
Mrs. Bagwash? Who's she?
The woman who's come to help us with the spring cleaning.
Well, she's very quiet, isn't she?
Ah, but it isn't the people who make the most noise and do the most work. Come on, Arthur. I say, Arthur, which way up does this picture of Reggie Fort go?
Oh, either way, it doesn't matter.
Right. Now, I'll hold the nail, and when I nod my head, you hit it with the hammer.
All right.
Oh, no, the nail, you fool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you talk distinctly? Well, anyway, I'm going up the ladder now to dust the chandelier.
Yeah, well, be careful. Remember, it's loose.
Oh, I can't reach it. I'll have to jump and hang on.
You ought to be careful. It won't bear your weight.
Oh, yes, it will. Light-hearted Arthur, that's me. Whoa, he flies through the air with a great... Oh, Dickie,
what?
Now I know.
Know what?
Where the flies go in the wintertime.
Well, don't come down the ladder, Arthur. I've taken it away.
Well, don't you stand underneath. You'll get all covered with dust.
Well, whatever you do, don't swing about too much or you'll have it down on my head.
Now, don't be silly. I won't do anything of the sort. Whoa!
It isn't the people who make the most noise. Happy days.
Well, we'll have to keep the mob caps.
Yes, put them back, Big. Oh, look, here's another hat. It's a school cap.
Oh, don't bring that near me. I might put it on.
It's all right. There are no photographers about. Oh, it's Ernie Bagwash's.
Is it?
It was the one he wore the night he recited at our Christmas party.
Oh, yes. Bandwagon number 31.
Come along, Ernie. You'll have a piece of cake if you say your recitation nicely.
The Bills fought Edgar Allan Poe. Hear the mellow-ridden bills, the golden bills. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of not, how they ring out their delight from the molten golden notes. I saw in charm what a liquid ditty flows. To the turtle dove, who listens while she gloats on the moon, or from out the sounding stores. What a gush of euphony, voluminous divorce. How it swirls, how it thrills. On the future, how it chills, with a rapture that infills. to the ringing, and the swinging of the bells, bells, bells. To the song and the roaring of the bells. E.A. Poe, can I have my piece of cake now, Auntie?
Not so happy days. Oh, I say, Dickie, what's this?
It's one of Reggie Fort's albums of restful organ music.
Oh, Dickie, playing the organ.
Yes, bandwagon number 13. Oh, Reggie Fort's not here today, and Charlie Smart has gone away.
Oh, I say, Dickie, I would like to have a go at that organ.
Oh, you can't, you'll get into trouble.
Oh, come on, it'll be all right. Give us a leg up.
Well, all right, but whatever you do, you must keep quiet.
Yeah, I'll say. Now, you keep cavey, stinker.
Okay, big.
Come on, give me a hump up.
Bad.
I'm not touching it.
Yes, you are. You're standing on the nose. Quick, sit down.
Wait a minute. Oh, I didn't know. Oh.
Well, now, give us a little tune, Arthur.
All right. Now, which of these doings shall I pull out?
The stops, you mean? Oh, well, yes. Pull out every other one.
All right.
That's it. Now, what are you going to play?
I think I'll play the Bluebells of Scotland. Now, you keep cavey.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the bluest bells of Scotland. That was good, wasn't it?
Jolly
now, come on, Dickie. I'll tell you what, let's play a duet.
All right, I'll play the feet and you play the hands.
I tell you what, let's play chopsticks.
That's a good idea. Now, I'll play the best.
And I'll play the terrible.
Now, well, this is my bit, then.
Let's hear you.
Off we go.
Now, this is my bit.
Right.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, mine's better, I think.
No, I like mine better.
Do you? I like mine better.
Don't argue.
Both together, come on.
Yes, all right. Now, one verse, five choruses. Two, three, four. What musicians, yes, ever so. Now, look here, Dickie. Now, you get off the stool. Go on.
Yeah.
I want to play a solo by myself now.
Oh,
I'm
going to
play
right.
A hard piece. Now, what's this big button marked up?
Well, you've been to the pictures, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, then you've seen the organist coming up with the man playing.
Ooh, yes, of course. Ooh, I've always wanted to do that. Here, I'm going to have a ride. Keep TV, stinker. Going up.
Okay, big. Well, do it properly. Play as you go.
Yes, all right.
Hey, Dickie, you don't half look funny down there. I'm coming down now. How'd you get down?
Press the down button.
Well, where is it?
I don't know. Press anything.
Oh, I can't find it.
Help, Arthur.
Mother. I haven't got my parachute.
Arthur's gone through the roof.
Ah, happy days.
Yes, it's no good, Big. We can't part with any of our souvenirs.
No, wherever we go, there goes Auntie Jessie's chest.
We love every bit of that battered tin trunk, for it holds all the things we love best. So where we may roam, any place will be home, with our treasures in our Jessie's chest.
Arthur, they call me Big-hearted Arthur, that's me. Clean if I'm not very clever, but only 'cause I've got to be. I've told my best stories and tried hard to please. I've acted in sketches and sung songs with ease. The only thing left is to do my striptease. Big-hearted Arthur, they call me Big-hearted Arthur, that's me.
Well, playmates, this is going to be the shortest turn I've ever done on the wireless. Partly because we've got such a long program, and chiefly because I don't think there's another joke in the world that I haven't cracked in our 42 bandwagon. Sensation. Anyway, I don't feel like being funny tonight. Why should I change my style anyway? But it is all a bit sad, isn't it? You know, I've had some lovely letters from you, bless your old faces, and I do appreciate them, although I'm not going to answer them. I've told you that, haven't I? But, of course, I do get some eccentric letters. I must read this one that came last Friday from a girl named Connie. She says, "Dear Mr. Askey, are you the Arthur Askey who used to live in Cincinnati 10 years ago? Have you a mole on your left shoulder? If so, you are my mother." Well, of course, I had to reply to that, so I said, "Dear Connie, you got me wrong, kid. I have never lived in Cincinnati, and there are no moles on my shoulders or spots on my reputation. Therefore, I cannot be your mother. If you doubt this, speak to your father about it. She might be able to tell you." Yours big-heartedly, Arthur Askey. Of course, I've had a lot of letters, playmates, asking me to sing all my songs in this last bandwagon. The bee, the seagull, the worm, the moth, you know, but I'm not going to sing any of them. Awkward to the last. Anyway, I've got a little song here which I think's very appropriate to this occasion. So accompanied by the ever-present Eric Fowler, I'm going to sing it to you with my love. Music, Umbrella Man, please. Here's a little song I want to sing before we part. A song right from big-hearted Arthur's bent and breaking heart. For all your letters, all your wires, and all your presents too, there's something, playmates, one and all, I want to say to you. I thank you, you've been wonderful to me. I thank you, you've been nice as nice can be. To answer all would give me cramp, besides I can't afford the stamp. But I thank you, you've been wonderful to me. The flat looks so deserted, on the door it says to let. I've said goodbye to Lewis, when we kissed his eyes were wet. It will be like a holiday, I need it, goodness knows. But every Wednesday night at 8, I'll miss you so-and-so. I thank you, you've been wonderful to me. I thank you, you've been nice as nice can be. Perhaps someday we all will meet, but in the meantime I repeat. I thank you, you've been wonderful to me.
The Big Band Swings Show.
Not just big bands, you'll also hear early jazz, ragtime, solo piano, blues, bebop, and pop, plus comedy. It's a cornucopia of sounds on Big Band Swings.
The Creole Love Song from the Comedian Harmonists.
Oh.
Listen for Bix Beiderbecke along with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra on this cut way down yonder in New Orleans on the Big Band Swing Show. It's back to 35 we go for some Louis Prima, Chasing Shadows. Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang.
Chasing love dreams in vain, while my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. I'm chasing shadows, all is cloudy above. Like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love. Love, who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. I'm So the darkness fades into the dawn. I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when the clouds come rolling by.
Thank you for joining us this evening on 88.7 HD Radio, KRVS, and on the Internet on the web at krvs.org. These are the sounds of the Big Band Swings program coming your way from the lovely Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, Built Well, with Lee Wiley. I'm Lee Klein, Peter, with Lee Wiley. Got you under my skin.
Sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. I've got you under my skin.
You know what? It's still early. What do you say we pop on down to Rio? It'll be a blast.
An old sailor in old times would sing an old song, rolling down to Rio by the sea. A young sailor in these times would sing a new song, flying down to Rio, come with me, where the lovely Brazilian ladies will catch your eye by the light of the million stars in the evening sky. My Rio, Rio by the sea, oh, flying down to Rio where there's rhythm and rhyme. Hey, fellas, twirl that old propeller. Got to get to Rio and we've got to make time. You love it, soaring high above it, looking down on Rio from a heaven of blue. Send a radio to Rio de Janeiro with a big hello, just so they'll know, and stand by there, we'll fly there. Oh, Rio, everything will be okay. We're singing and winging our way to you. Looking down on Rio from a heaven of blue. Send a radio to Rio de Janeiro with a big hello, just so they'll know, and stand by there, we'll fly there. Oh, Rio, everything will be okay. We're singing and winging our way to you.
Everything is swell right here in the midst of the still of the night. Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, Quintet, Hot Club of France.
Thank you.
Halloween's getting close. And here's a song in the Halloween vein already. It's Halloween in August with Abercrombie Had a Zombie from Fats Waller.
So meek and quiet, Abercrombie was the tea room type. Oh, you'd never think he'd start a riot. Then Abercrombie had a zombie. Abercrombie never stole a hansom. Abercrombie never did a bump. Never thought of crawling through a transom. Then Abercrombie had a zombie. Yes, yes. He never passed a stop. He never sassed a cop. He never drove a car into the Astor Bar. He didn't try to wade in the aqua cave. He was just a Nicky, I'm afraid. But like that other famous sinner, Abercrombie met his Waterloo. He's the man who never came to dinner. 'Cause Abercrombie had a zombie. Or was it true? Give me a zombie or something. A double one. says to stop, he never says to come. He never drove a car into the Astor Bar. He never tried to wade in the aqua cave. Just an icky, I'm afraid, but like that other famous sinner, Abercrombie met his Waterloo. He's the man who didn't come to dinner, 'cause Abercrombie had a zombie. Or was it two, or was it three, or four, or five, or six? Get it, Mr. Abercrombie.
Cootie Williams on trumpet, along with Duke Ellington's orchestra, doing the Concerto for Cootie. Have you practiced today yet? I don't really enjoy practicing. Practice, though, does make perfect, Billie Holiday.
If practice makes perfect, let's try that old embrace in some romantic place where we can take our time. If practice makes perfect, just close your eyes again. We'll try those sighs again and make them more sublime. We're in love's kindergarten, learning from A to Z. And if it's fun just starting, think what it's gonna be. If practice makes perfect, let's have that kiss again. we must miss again. We're not doing bad right now.
Sounds like fun. Coming your way from the beautiful Avocado Room. High-top, well-built hotel built well with the ghost of Smokey Joe in the corner there. It's done by Cab Calloway.
You didn't see me climb through the window. Nobody had to open that door. I just climb right through the wall, and I want you one and all to stand aside and let me have the floor. Take a look, I'm not such a stranger. Here's the face you cookies all ought to know. You can tell me I'm not wanted, but the joint will still be haunted, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Remember when I kicked the bucket in my mansion up on Stryver's Row, when they came and took me off in a $1 zillion coffin, 'cause I'm the ghost of Smokey Joe. Tell me, do you remember Minnie?
Yeah, we remember Minnie.
That frail I never found. You never recognize your Minnie. You mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around? I've got a date on my estate down in Hades. Call my chariot so I can go. And should the boot you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey Joe. Yes, I remember Minnie. She's that frill I never found. Mean to say that Minnie quit kicking the gong around. I've got a date on my stake down in Hades. Call the chariot so I can go. And should the moon you're walking, just tell her you've been talking to the ghost of Smokey. He did it.
Fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. I come back in the evening, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head, oh babe. What you gonna do? Cause I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Well, I'm telling you, baby, you better change your ways. Believe me, baby, I mean what I say. This is my last time telling you to stop that jive, or you gonna find yourself outside. Oh, babe, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Sure, everything is understood. When I come home, you come on with tears. Got cotton stuffed in your ears. Oh, babe, what you gonna do? Don't you know I'm sick and tired fooling around with you? Yes, I'm sick and tired. Oh, I'm tired and sick.
Chris Kenner, Dave Bartholomew out of New Orleans wrote it, and Sam Butera out of New Orleans doing it. Bring to a close another session of the Big Band Swings program. I'm Lee. Hope to see you again one more time next time.